special teams coordinator Mike Prefer, down in the locker room, right outside the locker room, we have those bulletin boards with all the different depth charts. When that bulletin board is empty, I know it's the off season. There's no depth charts up there to study. How were OTAs for you?
You know, we're further along in terms of our personnel study. We're further along in terms of what the players expect out of me, what I expect out of them, you know, what I'm demanding special teams-wise. And I just feel so much better now than I did a year ago at this time when, to be honest with you, we didn't even have a kicker on our roster. Overall, it's a much better feeling now at this offseason than in going into training camp than it was in, you know, last year.
People that email me questions, I get a lot of Blair Walsh questions. They want to know, how does he look? How has he done in the offseason program? How does he look in practice? Can he do the job? Can he do the job?
Absolutely. I have a lot of confidence in Blair. Obviously, going back to the draft, we would not have drafted Blair if we didn't think he could come in and be the guy. Ever since January, we had been talking about making a change there, if it was going to be best for the Minnesota Vikings and going forward, and who was available in free agency. And, of course, all the best kickers were franchised or signed to long-term contracts. And then we went to the draft, and there was three guys that we really liked that we felt like could be draftable kickers, and obviously Blair being one of them. And I'm very excited about his progress. He's even better at this point than I thought he would be.
Rumor has it there's a 59-yard field goal that might have gone through the uprights.
It was a two-minute situation, and I was back there standing up to Coach Frazier behind the offense, and you know, I think it was a second offense or whatever it was, and we were driving. And it was right around the 40-yard line, and I'm thinking, okay, we're running out of time. We have one timeout left, and I told Coach, I said, let's kick it from here. And I knew it was going to be a 58, 59-yard field goal if we didn't get any more yards. And my thought process, Mike, was that if he made it, it would give him a huge boost of confidence. If he didn't, I'd say, hey, June 15th or whatever it was. You know, we still have plenty of time. And, you know, he you know, rose to the challenge and he drilled it. I mean, it would have been good from 65. It was a great kick, and it excited the team and energized the team and gave Blair a lot of confidence.
The last one on Blair, let's get into the minutiae of it, the get-off time. You've talked about that with reporters, and I've heard you talk about it on some of our radio shows and all that. You actually want it to be a little slower, which is not what you'd expect. Usually you want to get the ball off quicker. So explain to us what your thinking is on that.
Yeah, they're, out of the three, I'll use an example, out of the three draftable kickers we felt were draftable kickers this year, one of them was real slow in college, one of them was pretty good, and the other one was too fast. And Blair was one who was too fast. And I think it's harder to speed up a guy who's used to going real slow, okay, because then you have to change his mechanics a little bit more than you would a guy that you can slow down. With Blair, he was going so fast last year, and he, even though he hit the ball well, there were some things a little bit off. There's a method to the madness in terms of the time, and I like a 1.27 to 1.31 seconds.
Okay. And that is from
for our get-off. Snap to kick, yes.
Snap to kick.
Snap to kick. And Blair was in 1.05, 1.03, 1.10, way, way too fast.
Yeah.
And you know, when you slow a guy down, and believe it or not, he can see the ball even a tenth or two-tenths of a second. He can see the ball a little bit longer. He's got a better chance of making that kick.
Chris Cluey is his holder. You mentioned that relationship there. For all the joking that we do with Chris Cluey and the Twitter and the video games and his personality, which is great and all that, he does take his job and practice seriously, doesn't he?
Oh, very much so. You know, Chris has got a great work ethic. He takes it very seriously. He understands that he can be a weapon for this football team. That's what I've emphasized to him since January, even our postseason meeting. He's so talented and so good at what he does, and very, very intelligent, as we all know. Takes his craft seriously, that where he can help us get to the point where, you know, we drive, get a few first downs, you know, it's fourth and four, we got to punt the ball. Well, let's punt him inside the 10. Let's kick it high and maybe a little bit shorter so we can cover it, force fair catches, do the things we need to do. You know, have a high net average and help our football team and be a weapon for our football team. And I think he's really embraced that this spring, and he's a very hard worker like you talked about. And he's also been great as a holder. And he's kind of been really good with Blair, as Cullen has. And I think they have a good relationship and a good chemistry that we talked about the other day.
I got to tell you, tracking kick and punt returners during OTAs in the minicamp was hard because there were so many guys there. But I have a feeling that you like that.
I do, because I've been on the other end of it where we had one or two guys and that was it. And then the head coach is asking, well, if so-and-so goes down and this guy doesn't make our team, where do we go for a returner? And you just don't know. So we have a lot of different options. We have a lot of different options that are good options. You know, I'm excited about Marcus, and Marcus Rells is really taking the next step in terms of the development of his body. And I know he's a little guy, but he's gotten a lot stronger and he looks good. And there's Josh Robinson and Jarius Wright and Brian Walters. So there's some guys back there that are going to give us some options. And my job in the preseason was to put the right three or four guys out there in kickoff returns as well to give them an opportunity to not only make our club, but make our club better. We've got a lot of different options, and I think the better we get blocking, okay, and protecting, you know, our returners, the better those returners are going to even get. So I think when you put two and two together and all the fundamental and technique work that we did this spring is really going to help us going on in training camp.